Now, lawyers for survivors of the 1981 Stardust fire have called on the government for an urgent update on a compensation package for those injured. They say a redress scheme was pledged last year, but a lack of clarity on the matter is now causing them distress and anger. The Department of Justice said there is no undue delay and work to develop proposals continues to be advanced. Conor Hunt reports.
So that's me in there.
That's you in the back?
Yeah.
In the front room of Jimmy Fitzpatrick's home in Swords in County Dublin hangs a photograph of him in the early 80s, surrounded by his teenage friends. Two of those boys, Liam Dunn and David Morton, would go on to die in the Stardust fire. Jimmy would be severely injured. Third-degree burns, smoke inhalation and permanent disfigurement. 44 years on from the blaze, he's still feeling the impact.
Yeah, well, my lungs were extensively burned because of the hot smoke and the inhalation. And it was deep inhalation smoke. I have scar tissues in my lungs and throat. I still go into hospital for on and off periodic times for different things, you know, to do with the Stardust because I was in intensive care for such a long time.
So you're still living with the effects?
Yeah. I almost know when an infection's going to hit me because I get a pain in a certain area.
43 years after the Stardust fire disaster, a jury returns verdicts of unlawful killing for all 48 victims.
It's now over 18 months since the unlawful killing verdicts were delivered at the fresh inquests. Following a state apology, the government paid out redress to families of the 48 who died. At the time, they also said they would examine redress to survivors, but lawyers say there's still no word. Colm Dore from Phoenix Law says it's now causing much upset.
They found the irony unbearable, as I say, because they campaigned along with the bereaved families in order to have these inquests in the first place. Then they went to these inquests and they relived the most traumatic night of their entire lives. And then having gone through all of that, they now find themselves, having heard an apology about how long they had to wait for the aforementioned, they now find themselves waiting again to hear any news from the government as to how they are to be treated.
In a statement, the Department of Justice said there is no undue delay and work to develop proposals is continuing. One of the challenges will be to ascertain just who is eligible. Estimates suggest over 200 people sustained injuries in the fire. Colm Dore again.
We receive phone calls on an almost daily basis from people who want to just hear anything from the government. So the numbers speak for themselves there in the sense that on the ground in Coolock, on the ground in the areas of North Dublin that were affected, there are people who are contacting us almost daily basis saying, is there any news? And sadly, we have to say no.
There was compensation paid to survivors back in the 80s, that described by Jimmy Fitzpatrick as pittance. He says, though, it's not about the money, rather it's about the government delivering on what it said.
I want the government to follow through on what they said they were going to do and get the matter settled once and for all. So they don't have this coming around all the time. And it's the Stardust, as you said, there may be people going, the Stardust again, was that not sorted? It was sorted for the families, and rightly so, and it should have been. But if you're going to, as you say, put up the promissory note that we're going to now look after the families or the survivors, well, follow through, finish it out.
The Department of Justice says the minister is due to bring proposals to government for consideration and said it will then make necessary arrangements that may be required, including giving additional information to survivors on what it said was this important matter.
And that was Conor Hunt reporting on the Stardust survivors' call for clarity on promised compensation.